It's Friday, October 19th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The church in the Islamic regime of Iran is experiencing one of the fastest-growing underground church movements in the world, reports Heart for Iran Ministries, which receives about 700 daily contacts from Iranians asking about Jesus. However, the ministry's president, Mike Ansari, told the Christian Post, quote, "The Iranian converts to Christianity have been systematically arrested and persecuted as heretics," end quote. Open Doors USA found at least 52 Iranian Christians have been arrested during their 2018 World Watch List reporting period. Approximately 40,000 Christians are returning to their homes in Iraq after the devastation of the Islamic State, reports International Christian Concern. Following a pledge from the Trump administration last year, the U.S. Agency for International Development, with nearly $300 million in funding, is working to help these Christians as they rebuild their communities. Cuba is considering a constitutional amendment called Article 68 to define marriage as gender neutral, and evangelical churches are gathering signatures for a petition against the proposal, reports Reuters. Cuban Evangelical League Church President Alida Leon Baez warned, quote, "If this is approved, our nation is going to total destruction," end quote. The League expects 500,000 Cubans to sign the petition. God said in Ezekiel 22:30, "I sought for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land, that I should not destroy it." Yesterday, President Donald Trump threatened to close the southern U.S. border and deploy the military if Mexico does nothing to stop a caravan of thousands of immigrants headed for the United States. The caravan started in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, last Friday with about 100 people, growing to an estimated 4,000 Hondurans. Christian filmmaking couple Carl and Angel Larson are in court this week fighting a Minnesota law that would force them to provide services for homosexual weddings against their religious convictions. Jeremy Tedesco with Alliance Defending Freedom said the Larsons could face a fine of up to $25,000 or even 90 days in jail if they are found to be in violation of state law. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." One of six pro-life billboards has been put up before the November election in New Mexico, sending a pro-life message to voters as they come to the polls. The Worldview spoke to Bud Shaver of Pro-Life Witness New Mexico about the significance of these billboards.
The biggest encouragement about the billboard is that we hosted the first ever pro-life legislative summit, and this was by the initiative of our lieutenant governor candidate, Michelle Garcia Holmes. So the money that was raised through donations at this summit was actually used to purchase this first billboard. Michelle Garcia Holmes, lieutenant governor candidate on the Republican ticket, really spearheaded this thing. So it's the most encouraging thing about the billboard is that this is kind of like a grassroots effort, not by the local people, but by the local leadership, which is something that we've been praying about for a long time here in New Mexico.
Shaver said that this is a unique billboard that features local babies.
This billboard is completely local. We have local babies. We have local chili that was donated from different stores around the city. And so it's just a totally unique, local, New Mexican-themed billboard that we think will resonate with New Mexican voters.
You can view a picture of the billboard in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The pro-life group Created Equal reported this week that Baltimore, Maryland company Curtis Bay Medical Waste Services is burning the bodies of babies murdered in the womb for energy. The company works in about 10 states along the East Coast and collects the babies from the Baltimore Planned Parenthood abortion mill. Created Equal is asking people to call Curtis Bay CEO Jack Perko at 443-681-5403. That's 443-681-5403, and ask him to end the burning of babies for energy. Or go to the Curtis Bay website link in our transcript and click on Email Us at the bottom right of your screen. And finally, American pastor Andrew Brunson spoke to Fox News this week after being released from Turkey following 2 years of imprisonment and house arrest. He said the suffering was worth it and that he will never stop preaching the gospel.
I've been preaching Jesus Christ my adult life. I hope to do that until the day I die.
Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:10, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, October 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus, and here's my 9-year-old birthday boy, Honor, to close the newscast.
Seize the day for Jesus Christ.